I'm kind of curious because I've heard different things about this. What you've observed, the big issue, as far as I know, with obinutuzumab is infusion reaction.
More infusion reactions,
and
yep.
Yet I hear that people end up getting through it. You know, they're not less people
Absolutely.
Get treated. So what's the mechanics of how this actually happens? I've also heard that it's mainly just the first infusion, then it's actually easier than
right.
rituximab. What's your experience?
Right. So I find it's like rituximab in that, you know, the first infusion and maybe the second one are the tough ones. And we tend to, if we're really worried about people having infusion reactions, we will aggressively load them with some oral steroids at home the day before and, you know, really making sure we use them sparingly. But certainly with these folks with high white counts and lots of adenopathy, there's really no upside to having them rigoring in your infusion chair. So we really try to pick the patients who could benefit from some upfront steroids to try to decrease those infusion reactions. But then once we do that, I find that it's very similar to rituximab infusion reactions in terms of the severity, and certainly how you manage them are identical.